Proverbs chapter 19. An impoverished man who walks in his integrity is better than one who is of perverse lips and who is a fool. Also, it is not good that a person should be without knowledge, and he who hastens impetuously sins. The foolishness of a man perverts his way, and his heart becomes dispirited with the Lord. Wealth makes many extra friends, but a poor man becomes separated from his friend. A false witness will not be held guiltless, and he who belches out lies will not escape. Many appeal to the noble-minded, and everyone is the friend of a generous man. All the brothers of an impoverished man hate him. How much more do his friends distance themselves from him? He accosts them eloquently, but they are not obliging. He who acquires a right heart loves his life, as he nurtures understanding so as to find what is good. A false witness will not be held guiltless, and he who belches out lies will perish. Luxury is not befitting for a fool. How much less is it befitting for a servant to rule over princes? A man's insight stems his anger, and it is to his credit to pass over a transgression. The anger of a king is like the growling of a young lion, but his goodwill is like dew on grass. A foolish son is a calamity to his father, and the contentions of a wife are like a continual drip. The inheritance of one's fathers is a house and wealth, but a sensible wife is from the Lord. Laziness makes one fall into deep sleep, and an indolent person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his life, but he who shows contempt for his ways will die. He who is gracious to a poor man is a lender to the Lord, who will repay him a recompense. Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not forbear, which would lead to him losing his life. A wrathful lot bears punishment, and unless you put it away, you will bear it again. Hear advice and accept correction, so that you become wise in the latter time of your life. Many are the thoughts in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's counsel which will stand firm. The longing of a man is for his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who is steeped in it will lodge where harm will not be encountered. A lazy man dips his hand in the bowl, yet he will not bring it back to his mouth. Hit the scoffer, and the gullible will become wary, and reprove the astute, so that he will acquire all the more knowledge. He who preys on his father or causes his mother to flee is a son who causes shame and disgrace. My son, to stop listening to correction is to stray from instructive sayings. A rogue witness mocks justice, and the mouths of the wicked feast on iniquity. Judgments have been prepared for the mockers, and beatings for the backs of fools.